السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. So inshallah, today to continue with our lecture series on Tajweed, we're going to discuss one other section, which is the tongue. So previously we discussed the throat letters were six of them, and then right after the throat ends, then the tongue begins. Okay, so this is the part of the tongue that goes furthest away from the mouth. From the tip of your tongue is the place where the letter qaf starts from. Okay, so the tongue has got 18 letters that come from the tongue. So we're not gonna take everything today, inshallah. We'll take it part by part. So first we go to the very back part of the tongue, you know, where the tongue ends and the throat begins. That is the backmost part of the tongue, and the letter qaf with the two dots come from that area. For example, you can say aq-a-qi, and you can feel that the very back part of your tongue is being used. Now, if you think about the roof of your mouth, okay, take the tip of your tongue and go up to the roof of your mouth and feel it. Okay, as you feel from near your teeth going all the way backwards, this part of the roof of the mouth is your hard palate. It is hard. But if you keep going further and further, then suddenly it will become soft. So that is the soft palate. So the letter qaf comes from the soft palate area. Aq. The other letter kaf, it comes from the hard palate of the area. So if I say ak-ke-ki, I'm not going back so far. So the place between the two qaf, the qaf and the kaf, are very close to each other, maybe just a centimeter or two away from each other. But one is in the soft part, one is in the hard part. Ak and ak. Now it's very important that when we read the Quran, that we try to make the qaf as different possible from the kaf letter, because the words can change the meanings if you don't say the proper qaf sound. For example, we know the word qalb, which means your heart. Fi qulubihim maradun. So in their heart is a disease, right? Qulub, qaf. And the other letter, if you substitute it for kaf, it becomes kelb. And kelb, you know, is a dog, which is in Surah Al-Kahf mentioned many times. So you can totally change the meaning of what you are reading if your qalb becomes kalb. So always be extra careful with this qaf sound. Then comes the middle part of your tongue. Okay, the middle part is the big flat part that is right opposite to the roof of your mouth. So we will call that the middle portion. And in the middle portion, there are three letters that come from here. The letter sheen, and jim, and ya. The ya, when it carries a fatha, dhamma, or a kasra, that is the ya that we are talking about, the vowel, not the vowel ya, which is when it has got sukoon on it. We are not talking about that ya, but the ya which actually carries a accent mark. Okay. So sheen, jim, and ya are actually pretty easy because we use these letters in other languages as well, like ash, edge, ay, okay, or ya, not ay, like ya, ye, you. So we use these letters. So these three come from the middle part. Now we come to the edge of the tongue. The edge is the side of your tongue, either the right side or the left side. There is one letter that is on the side, and that is the letter dod. Now dod is a letter that is very unique to Arabic. Arabic is in fact called lughatud dod, means the language of dod. And this sound is really not shared by other languages. And this is what makes Arabic very special. And also it's very difficult sometimes for us to say this sound because we are not used to it. But the main thing you have to remember is either use the left side of the side of your tongue or the right side of the side of your tongue and connect it to the upper molars, the teeth, upper teeth, okay, sides of the teeth. And you will, most people prefer the left, but it is okay if you prefer the right, and very few people will actually use both at the same time, both sides at the same time. But as long as you connect with the upper molars, that's fine. For example, alb, and you'll see there's a very heaviness to it. If you don't really connect, you don't get the heaviness and it becomes the lighter sound, which is dal. So it becomes confused, the sound becomes confused with the dal sound and you don't distinguish it. So the letter bod is from the side of your tongue. The other letter that uses the edge of the tongue is actually the letter lam. Now lam is used in many languages, so it's really not a problem. You just have to know that this letter uses not the tip of the tongue, but rather the part, the front of the tongue, which is not the tip, and it connects to the gums behind the upper teeth. L. Say the word L, and you can feel that the lam is connecting to the gums right behind your upper teeth. So that takes care of about 7 letters for us today. And inshallah, in the next lesson, we are going to continue with the tongue and the rest of the letters. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.